What distinguishes a contractor from an employee? That's the question being considered today by the Washington State Supreme Court. The decision could have big implications because area businesses from big box stores to software companies have come to rely on contractors. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Late at night, long after Fred Meyer closes, there's still activity in the store. If you look through the windows, you can see people in there moving around. They're janitors. Since 2004, those janitors have not been Fred Meyer employees. They've been contractors. They're not paid by the hour. They're paid a lump sum of about $1,000 every 2 weeks. They work 7 nights a week, 364 nights a year. If they were actual employees instead of contractors, they'd be due a heck of a lot of overtime pay, and they'd be guaranteed a minimum wage. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case. Lawyers for Fred Meyer and the janitorial contracting services will argue that using contractors makes good business sense, that outsourcing janitorial work allows businesses like Fred Meyer to focus on their core business, selling things. Lawyers for the janitors will argue that using contractors is a loophole that lets businesses avoid fair labor laws. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.